The next patient is Lois King. The last name is K-I-N-G. Clinical case of a 78-year-old white female that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B-4. The patient has atrophic right kidney with evidence in the past of renal artery stenosis that was treated with a stent by Dr. Shimshak, S-H-I-M-S-H-A-K. Period. The patient is taking aspirin and Plavix, and he has been following the patient with regularity. This patient has atrophy of the right kidney, and there is a benign adenoma in the same side. This patient was evaluated at the Mayo Clinic, and then she was diagnosed with hyperaldosteronism, and the patient has been placed on spironolactone. Period.
And what, in 3 months, we want to come in here and say 258, we want to be about.
The laboratory workup shows that the creatinine is 1.9. The estimated AFR is 27. And the BUN is 29. The protein creatinine ratio has been down to normal after the administration of Kerendia. And the patient was encouraged to continue losing weight and following the schedule that she's followed at the present time. Following number. The blood pressure is 134 over 73, which is satisfactory. Following number, hypothyroidism. She has T4 that is 1. The T3 is 2.5. And the TSH is 3.1.
Did you send the task on Lois King?
No, I'm dictating. Following number, not yet. I will.
Okay.
Hyperparathyroidism. That was treated with the removal of the parathyroid nodule. The patient remains in a stable condition, continues to lose weight. We are going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. She is encouraged to take the Kerendia. I spent 10 minutes in the reviewing of the lab and imaging, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.